The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
The effects of the sexual revolution have been disastrous, and your kids are the ultimate victims.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to the broadcast. Michael Brown, so glad we could have this time together. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question of any kind, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Are you ready for an eye-opening broadcast? Are you ready to have your, your heart burdened, your eyes open, your emotions stirred? Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. But as always, friends, my pledge to you, as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity, is we will not get your blood boiling unless we get your faith rising. So I'm going to present some things that are upsetting, that are concerning, that are grievous, that some of you are experiencing in your own lives or the lives of your kids. But God is at work, and there is redemption. That is where we start. Okay, what prompted this? As I very much live in these realities, the things I'm talking about, it's not like something new that I'm hearing for the first time. But I was annotating my next book, finishing the end notes for not my next book coming out, but the next book I finished writing, so two books from now. And I was looking for a video clip, which we're going to show you in a bit. And again, it is heartbreaking. And you'll be hearing it on the radio, but those watching, it's more heartbreaking to see. And I'll paint a picture for everyone listening. But I found out that there was a book on the same subject as the video I was looking for. So I ordered the book, got it over the weekend. I showed it to Nancy. I thought, what in the world? Now, nothing new. Nothing I was unaware of in the least. In fact, I've got a stack of books sitting here on my desk, and the stack could be, I don't know, it's a few inches high now, a couple inches high. It could be a couple feet high probably if I brought in all the books like this. I had children's readers, but many of them are in storage, so I just got some of the more recent ones. So I'm going to share that with you. But first, we're going to go back in history. Before the sexual revolution of the 60s, before the Kinsey volumes that sparked so much of this in the 40s, and the first Playboy magazine in 53, let's go back in American history. You know, we often hear these days about the many wrongs in our history and things that we did that were evil and unchristian, but there was a lot that was Christian, there was a lot that was good, there was a lot that was right. This is from my book, Saving a Sick America, and I put on my reading glasses here. All right, this was from 2013, New York City announced an aggressive, comprehensive, and quite graphic curriculum that would consist of one full semester of sex ed in sixth or seventh grade, meaning beginning with kids as young as 11, and in ninth and tenth grade. So I said I'm going to go back in American history. First, some of the bad stuff from 10 years ago. If you've got little ones around, you may want to put some music on to distract a bit. High school students go to stores. This is part of the curriculum from 2013 out of my book, Saving a Sick America. High school students go to stores and jot down condom brands, prices, and features such as lubrication. Teens research a route from school to a clinic that provides birth control and STD tests and write down its confidentiality policy. Kids ages 11 and 12 sort, quote, risk cards to rate the safety of various activities, including intercourse using a condom and an oil-based lubricant, all kinds of explicit sex acts. Teens are referred to resources such as Columbia University's website, Go Ask Alice, which explores topics like sexual positions, sadomasochistic sex play, phone sex, and more. This is a curriculum for children, New York City, 2013. Now, let's contrast this. Oh, Noah Webster's Blue Black Speller, first published in 1783. Are you ready? With its opening sentence declaring, no man may put off the law of God. This was a reader for children in our schools in America. Good children must fear God all day, love Christ always, parents obey in secret pray, no false things say, mind little play, by no sin stray, make no delay in doing good. This is one of the readers for little children in America in our first century or so of existence. Century plus of existence. So yes, it was for a Christian population, understood, but it was unashamedly using Bible and Bible truths in the teaching and training. Now, I'm not saying you can introduce this in public school today where you've got diversity. You do it in a Christian school for sure, but in public schools. But this wasn't public schools back then. That's the point I'm making. All right. Oh, let us see here. 1824 edition of Noah Webster's Blue Book. It says this, lesson one, no man may put off the law of God. My joy is in his law all the day. Oh, may I not go the way of sin. Let me not go the way of ill men. The last lesson states, as for those boys and girls that mind not their books and love not the church and the school, but play with such as tell tales, tell lies, curse, swear, and steal, they will come to some bad end and must be whipped till they mend their ways. Obviously, corporal punishment was part of the lifestyle then. I'm just contrasting then to where things have gone as a result of the sexual revolution. Let's see. Webster's reader was used throughout the land, containing pages of moral warning, exhortations based on Proverbs, passages from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, a short recap of the history of creation, and a closing moral catechism. Webster, art thou a young man seeking for a partner for life? Notice it does not say a sex partner. Obey the ordinance of God and become a useful member of society, but be not in haste to marry, and let thy choice be directed by wisdom. 1836, the first McGuffey reader was published, which taught the ABCs along with Bible verses. This reader was looked at as an eclectic reader which combined instructive axioms and proverbs, fundamentals of grammar, and selections of the finest English literature. 1892, Kansas Teachers Union declared, if the study of the Bible is to be excluded from all state schools, if the inculcation of the principles of Christianity is to have no place in the daily program, if the worship of God is to form no part of the general exercises of these public elementary schools, then the good of the state would be better served by restoring all schools to church control. So if you're going to get rid of these Christian foundations, better put the schools back under the control of the church. How about this, again, the New England Primer. I downloaded the 1777 edition. Here's the ABCs. A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. B, heaven to find the Bible mind. C, Christ crucified for sinners died. And on and on. You get the feeling. All right, now, let's get to the book that I ordered and got over the weekend, titled The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish by Little Miss Hot Mess. Yeah, by Little Miss Hot Mess. Some of the pages here. Okay, tell you what. Rather than read through this book, a little bit different from In Adam's Fall, We Sinned All, or Christ Crucified for Sinners Died, learning the ABCs, this is meant to be read to toddlers and little children. What can I say? The pictures and the normalizing of this. Let's watch a video where these very words now are put to life. And I'm going to describe what you're going to see. There's a man, he's shaving his beard, he's putting on glitter, then he's putting on his whole drag queen outfit, And there's a sign he has on the wall behind him. I'll tell you the content of that in a moment. But let's just take a listen, and those watching, take a look.
Getting ready for work. A meticulous process that involves shaving, glitter, hairspray, and a wig. But instead of performing in a nightclub,
hi, hello.
The venue is the Brooklyn Public Library in Park Slope at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
Little Miss Hot Mess.
Who is ready for a story?
Is the host of Drag Queen Story Hour.
This one is called Worm Loves Worm.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
All right. The place is packed. The library is packed. Kids sitting on the floor. Toddlers, little children, mothers holding babies in arm as they swish their hips. Listen, this is not watching a clown perform. This is a man who is dressing up as a woman, who is promoting perversion. And I have a hope that in posting this video and in talking about it during the show, that some of you get burdened to pray for this man, that he would really encounter the Lord. A lot of us did a lot of foul things before we were saved. Some of us were very self-righteous, church-going hypocrites, legalistic judges. Others were blatant sinners like me, shooting heroin, using LSD, even stealing money from my own father. Others were somewhere in between. Others involved in all types of perverse acts that you'd be ashamed to even talk about. God had mercy on us. And Jesus died for the worst of sins. So I don't condemn this man. I said, let's pray for him. But this is child abuse, and the parents are either massively ignorant or complicit in this. And how does this guy speak of himself? What's his self-identification?